I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. A flood of absentee ballots is straining some town clerks' offices today in the primary, and the head of state elections wants to see improvements by November's presidential election. More than 153,000 Vermonters requested absentee ballots for the primary, with many opting not to mail in the ballot, but instead drop it off at their town clerk's office. That's led to concerns that ballot drop boxes are too small or too full. Secretary of State Jim Condos tells Vermont Edition he's thinking about a change by November.
We're actually considering mandating secure drop boxes for the general election, which is obviously the big election.
Voters have until the polls close tonight at 7 to drop off their absentee ballot at their assigned polling place. In Winooski, just over 1,000 residents voted using an absentee ballot. The city received more than 1,500 requests for such ballots. That's more than the total number of people who voted in the 2018 primary in the small city. City Clerk Carol Barrett said this morning that things were looking very different at the polls from in years past.
It's very quiet. We probably had 12 people so far. On election day, usually there is a line out here first thing in the morning.
Barrett said the quiet is good and that it allows poll workers and voters to maintain social distancing and follow sanitation protocols. Polls are open until 7 p.m. And the Vermont Department of Health reported 11 more cases of COVID-19 today. Five of the new cases are in Chittenden County. There are two each in Windham and Bennington counties and one each in Addison and Orange counties. The Eye on the Sky forecast tonight, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy with lows in the mid-60s to the lower 70s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.